I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Family. You certainly don't need me to tell you how much complexity is packed into that simple word. For some of us, family is the center of our universe, the source of succor and sustenance. As George Bernard Shaw said, a happy family is but an earlier heaven. But for others, family is fraught with angst, and sometimes worse. And perhaps more typically, for many, family is a very complicated stew of joy and sorrow, as we hear from this week's essayist, Kelly Kittle.
Family is the most important thing in life. This belief was instilled in me by my mother and my grandmother, Mimi, who lived with us all my growing years. Mimi's mother, Minnie, spent her life tracing our family tree back to its roots, the Pilgrims. Growing up, we heard enough about these ancestors that I half expected they'd turn up at our Thanksgiving dinner each year. As one in the 14th generation off the Mayflower, I spent many hot summer afternoons following Mom and Mimi around cemeteries in search of our dead relatives, whining, "Can't we go swimming now?" Minnie had marked our family plot with a headstone in the form of a large granite couch engraved with her married name, Sleeper, because she'd always wanted a place to sit in the cemetery. Our childhood was marked by a succession of photos of us sitting on that hot stone, squinting into the sun, while Mom said, "Say cheese." Growing up, all my friends had families twice the size of ours, firmly implanting my own desire to have a large family someday. I carried our family motto into adulthood, joining the Peace Corps and meeting my husband, who hailed from an Oregon logging family. Andy's family tree was from a completely different forest. Andy is the youngest of eight, and we settled down out west, quickly adding four children to our young family tree and happily growing in his family forest, until the fateful day when our fourth child, Noah, then 15 months old, was run over by our 16-year-old niece. Our world crashed down around us. And even though everyone said that we couldn't let tragedy split our family apart, ultimately it did. I had to reconcile our family creed. Can you forgive people who aren't accountable for their actions? Can you uphold your belief in family as the most important thing, even when that family is hurting you? We grappled with these questions and more in the darkest hours of our lives. Ultimately, we uprooted our family and transplanted them back east. We pruned our family tree, severing contact with many of its western branches. We learned to redefine family as those parts that are healthy, that support the growth of the whole. And we planted a tree for Noah to shade the sleeper bench, adding two new family members to sit on it. I still believe that family is the most important thing.
Kelly Kittle describes herself as a fish biologist by trade, but a writer at heart. She lives on Aquidneck Island with her husband and three of their five living children. But she says her favorite writing space is in their family yurts on the coast of Oregon. Kittle recently published her first book, Breathe. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.